Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Well, I decided to intervene here as it's very much linked to the presentation that I had and the work that we're doing now in the European Commission. In a way, the green one and the red one, and partially the yellow one, are all embedded in the work that we have now. But then again, if we talk about recognition of professional qualifications, certificates for crew members throughout Europe, we have the framework, you know, so we have to distinguish where we have the framework, which is maybe not implemented to the best way, and then of course we can discuss a lot about the possibilities of European Commission as the regulator to use its stick, as was referred today also in terms of infringements, but that's a whole other area, and of course it's not always the intention to do so before we agree with the country where exactly the problem is. But that is the last resort in a way, which sometimes needs to be used. But in terms of creating a level playing field, we really believe that the recognition of, the harmonization of the crewing requirements might be a good step towards that, as I explained. And there is really quite a lot of bad image that is coming from these gaps that are still there. I'm talking, of course, on the EU level. And there could be some improvements. But then again, as we had discussions today, also mentioned many times, it takes so much time to create a framework, yeah? Enabling framework, which we want to do in order to fully use the untapped potentials of the internal market of the EU to protect its integrity, but it will always be on the member states to implement this. And it will always, first of all, be on the Council, which is the body that represents the member states, to agree on the minimum optimum playing field that comes from the Commission's proposal. So it gets changed. Commission is always a bit more ambitious, of course, in the beginning, but creating a level playing field requires different forces, requires an enabling framework, which we are working on, but it also really requests and needs the member states to fully align to the best possible extent of the frameworks which they agreed actually themselves on in the Council. So I just want to say that it will not be easy to have it created just like that. It will take quite a lot of different initiatives. And therefore, as I mentioned, we are actually merging some of them in order to make this puzzle work together in an effective manner. But other areas which have been mentioned also today in terms of further digitalization and the lack of qualified workforce, this we will have to keep an eye on to see how this will also affect. But once again, what we can do from the side of the Commission is to create an enabling framework. And of course, to exercise the right of imposing infringements to member states as the last resort. But it will really require quite a lot of maturity amongst the member states to put also their efforts in creating this level playing field. So to conclude, I just want to say that many of these, at least the three most important ones, will be treated with the initiatives that we are working on, as I explained today, and in the coming years, hopefully this will be addressed in the proposal, which then, once implemented, could have a very positive effect on the level playing field in the European Union. And just to say, of course, in terms of a wider scope, as we mentioned today, the third countries can already now, according to the 2397 directive, request their recognition. So Serbia already sent, we are expecting from Ukraine, hopefully Bosnia and Herzegovina, now with the candidate status in the coming years, might also do that. We are working with the third countries in different forums and working groups where they can participate as observers. So we are also taking this element into account of the pan-European dimension. Thank you very much.